You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, taking new callers, old callers, first time and many time callers at 844-967-2789. Our custom airing the grievances. Fancy, I thought you had one.
Yeah, and I don't want to wade too far into the gum thing. I think we've done that plenty of times this week.
I think we've talked about it.
But I had a thought today, and I was a bouncer in Chicago. I worked in bars and things like that. I actually literally bought crack in the middle of the night in uptown Chicago just to see if I could do it, and I didn't feel the fear that I sometimes do when I think about it. I work in Lefty Talk Radio. We're at a time where people of the righty persuasion generally have shoot-em-outs with people that they don't necessarily agree with, and there's a possibility. I had thought about it earlier when we first started, but it has actually become a thought that it may actually, you know, come my way sometime. And I've not felt as much fear as I did when I was buying crack on the street of Chicago. Do you know what I mean? Like, I felt properly fearful at the time.
How much of that crack are you smoking right now, man?
None, but my point
you're
is
losing
that,
me in the analogy, but go
my,
on.
My point is that I think sometimes that I am in more danger from someone randomly now than I did when I was buying crack on the street of Chicago. That's what I'm saying. There are times when I think about it and I go, is there more danger now with talking about things that other people don't like? I don't know, but that's a possibility.
Well, I don't have an analogous crack buying night in Chicago, you know, or anywhere else. Crack, not my first choice. More of a weed guy. But
it was an experiment.
Yeah, sure. Sure it was. That's how it all, first one's free and that's how they hook you. But I understand your point of view, or at least I think I do. 844-967-2789. We will take your grievances. I hate because, you know, I'm sitting here in front of a glass window. I've thought someone's going to throw a brick through the window someday. I've thought that, you know, and sometimes I think maybe I would have earned it, you know, on a few random days.
That's the idea is that you try to at least earn the
stir the pot. Sure. Throw a brick through the window. Well, it'd be vandalism and whatever, but, you know, it would be an act of some sort of righty defiance. But I got to be honest with you, Fancy Brian. I just truly believe in my heart of hearts. I'm out here living my life on the radio. I am. I mean, you know about my kids. If you listen with enough frequency, if you're like our pal in Milwaukee, Jess. And Jess, for a first-time listener, knew a hell of a lot about us. But here's my only point. If you listen every day, you know everything short of my Social Security number. Because part of doing 3 hours every day is I'm living my life on the radio. I'm telling my story because so often we try to go and give you our perspective on whatever the news of the day might be. And I got to tell you, I've gone to some Trump rallies, a lot of them. And I've questioned Trump people. I've gone, you know, I told you about the night I went to Des Moines, the F Joe Biden night, the Let's Go Brandon night. I never feel fear of these righties or conservatives or Republicans. Another human being, if I have the chance to talk to you, I'll take my chances.
In that circumstance, I can totally see that. Like that's what I'm saying is that it's not the one-on-one that scares me. It's the unknown person who has not met us one-on-one.
Well, to know us is to love us, Fancy Brian. 844-967-2789. You should all know us. But my point of view is this. The random stuff that could take us out in life. I mean, I didn't want to drop my kids off after the last school shooting. I paused. I told them I loved them on the curbside, and teenagers, they don't care. But I had to say it. I had to express it because the thought crossed my mind, what if something crazy happened? It's the last time I saw my kids. You know, it's always good to tell your kids you love them every opportunity you get. But I made sure that morning because it was important to me. And that makes me fearful. The randomness of a school shooting, yeah, that makes me fearful. but I really don't worry about the average conservative. I mean, if I was their ex-wife, I'd worry about some of the people that might be listening to our shows. You know, I know certainly if you do the math, somewhere out there, there's a domestic abuser or whatever the case may be, because society has enough of them. The real fear is women from their partners. That's who should be fearful. Statistically, mathematically, fearful of the guns. Well, it's the man scorned. That's the real cause of many of the deaths. And that's the part that would be very scary to me is if I had some possessive ex that, you know, guy just couldn't move on or whatever the case may be. That is how people end up in real danger in life. But I got to tell you, man, if it's just an argument or even, you know, a fair fight, I'll take my chances. I will in life. I'd take my chances arguing my way out of damn near any fight. And, you know, I'm big enough. I'll take my chances.
And don't get me wrong. I don't live my life in fear. That's not what I'm saying. I don't like...
You look scared right now.
But my point is I haven't considered being fearful or being in fear as much as I did back then. Maybe it's a thing of being older and having a kid. And that at that time, I was just a single idiot. But my point is that, you know...
Buddy, big guys like you and I, we got... And I'm not wishing harm on either of us, but we got a greater chance of having a heart attack and dying someday, you know, walking up a large flight of stairs than somebody shooting us at random.
Ah, my own worst enemy.
The victims of most murders and gun violence are known to their assailants.
Absolutely.
They're not strangers. So don't be a jerk in life. If I'm going to die of gun violence, it's going to be Mrs. Crudy. It's going to take my ass out for being a jerk.
You don't have to try so hard.
What, to be a jerk or not to get shot?
I don't know what I'm arguing for or against now. I'm just going to leave it there.
Let's take Lynn quickly from the car before the hour rolls. Lynn, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, one, I'm on my way to Waukesha from Madison to see you guys tonight. But I am tired of seeing the dead deer and carcasses along the way, along I-94 in various states of decay. I have counted 12 between Madison, here's another one, that's really disgusting, and Johnson Creek. So
Lynn, why did Scott Walker, under the Walker administration, like, you know, we got a budget crisis, Act 10, and oh yeah, we're going to stop cleaning up the bloated carcasses from the side of the roads. Why did we hoist that back on the counties?
Well, that's a good question. anyway, yeah, state budget isn't big enough to handle that.
You know, we're running surpluses, Lynn. They should pick up the poor Bambis on the side of the road. Fancy Brian, I had a big doe and a fawn run right past me in my front yard in Milton the other day. I was a little startled. I was on the phone. I was actually trying to pay a bill. Do you want to hear my social security number? I told you if you stuck around long enough. More devils. Hour two of the happy hour is next.
The biggest fear that I and I think a lot of our supporters have is the outside money.
I can taste it.